What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Washington! What a play call!
You're listening to the best of the Commanders.
And it is good! Washington wins!
A weekly mix of 106.7 The Fan and 980 The Team's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Having fun on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We kind of got used to it last year, and hopefully it'll continue to roll. For years and years, the question was, when will we play Titanic?
You know what? We deserve this. Not just us, Commanders fans, but specifically us. We've been through so many lean years with this team and so many poor starts. So it's nice when you have a division opponent, and let's be honest, they pretty much throttled them. Now, the offense sputtered a bit, and it was 14-6 seemingly forever. It would have been nice to really put them away, but Debo finally took care of it with his 19-yard rush where he extends and hits the pylon with the ball. They go up 21-6, and then you knew it was just...
It's over.
It's just game over at that point. Like, yeah. There's if the Giants couldn't come back at 14-6, they're not coming back down 15 with that woeful, anemic offense.
Week one reinforced, in my opinion, that they're a Super Bowl contender. And if I had to do the schedule again, and I had them at 10-7,
yeah,
I might pick them to beat the Packers.
Yeah, I think I have
I would pick them to beat the Packers now.
Taking an L
based on
against the Packers.
Based on what? Just based on
I
how
just
they
thought
played.
It was just a commanding win.
Yeah,
and they didn't even play that great.
Well, like, both teams look really good.
But it's going to be a challenge to go on the road against the Packers team that basically snuffed out the Lions' high-flying offense.
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't score a touchdown until there was 55 seconds left in the game, and Tesla had to make a crazy, like, Odell Beckham-like type catch. Right.
That was a great catch.
It was a great catch.
Yeah, it was.
But my point is, they did nothing until 1 minute left in the game when it was clearly decided already.
I believe in the Commanders more than I do the Packers. I believe in Jaden Daniels more than I do Jordan Love. Doesn't mean the Packers aren't a good team. They'll be a contender as well. Doesn't mean Jordan Love's a bad quarterback. I just think Washington's better.
Yep.
It's going to be very interesting. This team has won 15 out of the last 21.
That's a pretty nice stretch. It's a good run.
When's the last time we said that?
No, Victory Monday, it's becoming a habit. And I don't anticipate playing Titanic pretty much ever again.
We might have to.
Ever again.
Well, as long as Jaden Daniels is our center, we would play Titanic.
Jinx territory.
What I mean, we'd play Titanic when the season was lost. I think they're going to be a contender every year with Jaden Daniels under center.
As long as he's healthy. As long as he's upright.
And with Adam Peters as the GM, like, They're going to be in the
really
mix.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid over
you
there.
You play it when he gets hurt. That's when you play it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what he's saying, as long as he's understanding.
I mean, as soon as he gets hurt, Titanic.
Yeah. Good, hey, good quarterbacks can miss the playoffs. Happens every year.
No.
Certainly.
They can, but they'll be in the mix. That's my biggest point.
They missed the playoffs, but it'd be like Joe Burrow missed the playoffs. You don't play Titanic in those situations.
I find it hard to believe that a Jaden-led team will be like 5-12.
Right. Like if they miss the playoffs, it'll be like a 9-8.
Right.
I think.
You know, 8-9 type team.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Outside of injury, I don't anticipate. We would play Titanic inevitably every year when they'd start
usually
off 2-5.
Week 6. Season usually over by about week 6.
1-5.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Let's bang out some of these calls. I want to hear from people. I am fired up. I I'll be honest. I'm stunned that we showed up that well defensively. And again, understand the Giants aren't very good. But remember, they had, I know preseason on anything, but they scored the most points of preseason. Everybody was hyping them up, and we just showed out from the
Jackson Dart was scoring all those points. Too.
That's true.
You might be seeing him before.
You're going to hear
a lot of start Dart chants in the Giants stands if things continue going the way they did.
I know my guy
one.
Vinny had seen enough about three series in and was already just, he turned on the Mets.
Hey, I'm ready to start Dart.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing going.
He was just over with Dave. He's over Dable.
Right.
They're over those guys.
I'm guessing a lot of Giants fans are.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, grumpy Dennis.
He won't be grumpy today.
He could be.
It is a Monday.
I'm never grumpy. That's just something y'all like to put on me.
All right.
Sure.
Seriously. Now, the reason I call is I agree with what you guys just said, and I am real happy about yesterday. I had a feeling we would win, but and the one thing I will say about yesterday is, yesterday, once again, the refs sucked, okay? But I'm going to talk about Green Bay, and I think we could beat Green Bay. I agree with you guys. But if we have any of those little things that we were doing yesterday, those bad things, we won't beat Green Bay on Thursday night.
Like what, all the penalties?
Yeah, the penalties, especially 89 yards, 13 penalties, I think it was. A couple of like 6 or 7, maybe half a foot missed throws by Jaden, just barely missing guys. Other than that, yeah, we played real good. I just think that Green Bay is good. They have one hell of a defensive line. And it's not only Micah Parsons.
No, Gary, that Rashawn Gary's a stud.
How many plays did Parsons play? Was he, because
he was out there a lot.
He was?
Yeah.
His only big play was in the garbage time. Everybody says, that was garbage time when he had his sack.
No, but he was putting pressure. He was getting in. He was getting past the tackle and getting pressure, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot, but they got some other studs up front there. But of course, the Merritt Bill, he played a lot better than I thought. And I'm real happy with our team, man. I mean, who wouldn't be? Anyway, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dennis. That's
it, buddy.
The least grumpy we've heard you in probably months.
Been a while.
Maybe years.
And didn't he threaten to never listen again?
Right, I think he did,
a couple weeks ago.
He can't help himself.
Let's go.
He can't stay away.
Bargoff? I don't know. I'm trying my best. Hey, Bargoff, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Me on.
Sure. What's up?
Yeah, so one of my favorite aspects of JD5 is his floor is so high. Even when he plays subpar by his standards, like he did against the Giants, he's still so dang good relative to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a sign of an elite player. Such an unfamiliar luxury for us to have. It really makes me happy. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it's been like 30 plus years.
It's nice knowing every game you go into, you have a star quarterback. Commanders have a star quarterback.
I don't think it's
under center.
I don't think it's exaggeration to say. Maybe the most talented player and quarterback in the history of the franchise. And I know you've had Sonny Jurgensen, and you had guys before. Like, Sonny was really talented. The arm talent that Sonny had, everybody raved about. But, like, from top to bottom.
Just for physical talent?
Physical talent.
Well, I mean, the legs.
Yeah, I don't
think
legs it's a stretch.
I think he's the most talented quarterback we've had in the history of the franchise. Like, even with Joe T, and I love Joe Theismann. He was my guy growing up. Joe T was awesome. I mean, the talent pales.
I think the talent level is similar to RG3's. It's the neck up that's totally different.
Well, I think he's more accurate.
His passing talent is already way surpassed.
Yeah, his passing talent. His arm talent's better.
It's not even close.
RG threw through a nice spiral. Robert threw a nice spiral, but that was about it.
And he's a team first guy. He's not a me guy like Robert, which is great.
Let's go to Bobby in Lovettsville. Bobby, what's up?
What's up, boys? Good morning. I'm so happy that we won yesterday. It was a great game overall. I do have a couple of concerns. One concern, I feel like we should have blown them out of the water. I hated that we let them stay in the game for so long because other teams that we play that are really good, that's going to be a huge problem. Mm-hmm. We can't leave points on the board. We can't let that happen. And my second concern is Dan Quinn's clock management. God, I swear, it took me to the Super Bowl, you know, when he was with Atlanta. And I hated that we lost all of our timeouts in the third quarter yesterday. You know, leaving points on the board at the end of the first half was a problem. So I really wish they would clean that up. So overall, though, really happy. I think we just have a few things we need to clean up.
And I think Quinn said that himself.
I was going to say, Quinn said that after the game. He said, we have to clean some things up. And I think
they thought they could, without using a timeout at the end of the first half, I think they thought they could get the defense, you know, off balance, off kilter. Uh-huh. And Jaden just, that was more on Jaden. Like, Jaden's got to, if he's going to throw it away, he's got to throw it away closer to a receiver.
I don't think he's thinking about that rule.
And I don't think they often call that, by the way. A lot of times you can see a guy sail it.
But Brady called it.
Yeah, he did call it out pretty quickly.
He knew it. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about it until he said it.
Let's go to Tyler.
Just throw it a little bit closer to Ertz or whoever I think it was Ertz in the back of the end zone.
Right.
You don't get called for it.
Tyler in Fredericksburg. Hey, Tyler, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Tyler.
I was very pleased overall. You know, offensive line looked good for the most part. Defensive line, I mean, huge overhaul. I think we all owe Peters an apology for that Kinlaw signing. I thought he was just blowing up every running lane that Giants were trying to run through. That dude was a monster. I would like to see more Bill, obviously. You know, Eckler being a vet, you know, he could take the beating, but swear to God, that dude's one more concussion away from being clinically brain dead. So they need to try to give Bill more carries. And I was kind of surprised by Rodriguez being a healthy scratch. So hopefully we could see him more. But overall, yeah, I mean, Jaden said the truth, though. Offense did look a little sloppy, but I agree with what the previous caller said. You know, we left a lot of points up on the board, and
they'll come. You know, those points will come. And remember, one thing about the carries, a lot of it is read option, where Jaden could hand the ball off to these guys, and then he's pulling them and running himself.
I just have a hard time with people, like, nitpicking a rushing attack that just went for 220 yards. That was just road grading the Giants. Like, why do you care if Chris Rodriguez is in there if Bill got the job done? Which he did.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to see Chris. You don't need to see Chris if he's going to carry the ball 10 times for 82 yards.
Right. I mean,
it'll be interesting to see, though.
He'll get his opportunity.
It'll be interesting to see this week against the Green Bay Packers how the defensive line holds up against a better running back than Josh Jacobs. Now, Josh Jacobs didn't go for a huge amount of yards.
He was mediocre yesterday.
He was, but he's a better running back than what the Giants have.
Yeah, he's got a better pedigree, no doubt.
So it's going to be a bigger challenge for Washington to stop the Packers rushing.
Well, they also did better against the run. Like, they held them to, like, 2.1 yards per carry.
Oh, they dominated them.
So,
yeah. I mean, they had 25 first downs, and they wore them down, too. They wore the Giants' run defense down in the fourth quarter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a celebration. All right, folks. We just got to talk to Johnny Cakes Allville for a minute of Junkies fame. Shout out to Cakes.
Yeah, we just found out White Bride ain't really doing much. Cakes ate 15 in 15
Cakes
minutes.
Told us he once ate 15 hot dogs in 15 minutes on the Junkies.
White Bride? What?
Because he lost the bet.
He got a whole show
All
to do
White
it.
Brian has to do is eat 15 hot dogs over the course of 3.5 hours. Turn that microphone on, White Brian. Jeff looks like he's got the glizzies working. Jeff just helped himself.
Jeff just wanted to do a glizzy bet because he liked glizzies.
Yeah, Jeff.
He's a glizzy goblin.
Straight glizzy goblin. Jeff, you're starting the glizzies now to celebrate?
I gotta toast my glizzy to White Brian so he can get this thing started.
All right, White Brian. Let's get this thing started. How you feeling, son?
I am a little worried.
I don't know. Now, our friend Mark brought in the hot dogs. Appreciate you, Mark. I got a text from B-Mitch this morning that said, go get them buns. And I said, pause. But I went.
I say grab them buns, huh?
I did go to Giant this morning. You would be stunned how much math, how long it took me to figure out how many buns.
It's eight in a pack. Get five, dude.
It took me a minute, but I got
it. It's eight in a pack. Get five packs.
Well, I got five packs.
But what took you so long to figure that out?
It just took me a minute, all right? It
was
early.
Lauren, if you're listening or anybody that knows Lauren is listening, please tell her don't ever let JP help the girls with math. They will fail.
I will not. So, White Brian, the bet is 15 hot dogs with buns, correct?
Just 15 hot dogs. I can choose how many buns.
All right, now you're starting with number one. I also got ketchup and mustard. I thought that was the kind thing to do. The people at Giant are very smart because they put ketchup and mustard right next to the hot dog buns. Otherwise, I would not have remembered.
Oh,
let's take that first bite, Dub B. There we go. White Brian is
right,
in the game.
We're in the game, baby.
You think he's going to get to 15?
Hey, I like the ketchup and mustard. That's burgundy and gold.
Jeffrey, you were in the building yesterday.
Jeff happy about eating the glizzy than Bright Brian.
I'm going to have a glizzy in the next break. What'd you think of the win yesterday, Jeffrey? Jeff's out here chewing. White Brian's chewing.
Yeah, you asked me as soon as I took a bite.
Swallowed that rather quickly.
Wow. Relax. Relax. It was a good game. I love the energy.
It was fire, bro.
Sold out, good crowd. Crowd was in there early. The Commanders are doing this, making this effort to like put on, they call it the show. The show begins like 15, 20 minutes before kickoff.
Man, Jeff was trying to get on the sideline, bro.
Jeff was working. I tried to help him. He's like, yo, I got access, dog.
I tried to help you. Jeff did not. And they shut it down. They said, we are only giving these to legends.
Yeah.
Jeff wanted to
put
be
me
on
in
the
my
field.
Place.
Oh, he tried to go down there for Santana's thing.
He was trying, dog.
Yeah.
Jeff, okay, man. I'm glad you tried.
I just wanted to see what it was like on the field during game day. It's one thing pregame and, you know, all the seats filling in, but it's a different feel when you look out and it's just thousands of people surrounding you.
You know, that becomes NFL security and they take that stuff pretty serious, right?
Hey, look, JP, I didn't got a lot of places by just looking like I belong.
That's why everybody has an armband down there. But I think, you know, looking at that game yesterday, if you think about the new guys that really impressed, Wise, Kinlaw, Debo, Bill's a rookie, Amos, it goes understated.
Tunsil.
I think Tunsil might have been the best of the bunch.
Right.
When he gets moving.
Did he have any penalties? I didn't hear if he had a penalty.
I don't believe he did, but
because I was intently concerned about that because of what people kept saying. And I started to think, what a whack ass way of trying to really say something. Because let's be real, you can call holding on every offensive lineman every play.
Yeah, I mean, but dude, in Houston last year, the numbers were the numbers. He did lead the league in.
I understand, but if he hadn't lead the league every year he was in Houston, I really don't care. Because, like, sometimes things go where you just got to figure out a way. And the guy can block. And if a guy come in here and he's a better blocker protecting your quarterback, if he better guy protecting your quarterback, I don't want to hear about that. Because when you get under people that really change your mindset, and, like, Dan makes these guys really believe and make them, he shows them that he gives a damn about them, you play better. You stop doing stupid stuff.
I thought Tunsil was really, really good yesterday. I mean, they were able to run the ball for 220 yards. They averaged 6.6 per play. The YPC as a team was 7 yards. Now, having a player like Jaden and his ability to run is a total game changer. My favorite play of that game is they got pushed back into a 2nd and 16, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Gain of 9, so then it's 3rd and 7. And Brian Burns was very disruptive. I thought, for all the talk of Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence, I thought Burns was the most impressive of that.
He needs to just talk to Jaden when Jaden tried to talk to him.
We'll play that audio later.
I love that.
I thought Burns was really good. I think he finished with 2 sacks. Yeah. Burns was really good, but it's 3rd and 7, and Jaden gets to the right side. And, I mean, Brian Burns, if you talk about just, like, his athletic ability, like, he is when he was at the combine coming out of Florida State, he was elite. The Commanders are really into the spark score, which is a measure of athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Burns is elite from a combine perspective, right? I mean, this is a guy that runs a 4.5 and stands 6'5", 250. His 10-yard split's 1.57. This is an elite
Remind
athlete.
Me of Monty Coleman.
Elite athlete. And Burns is on the edge trying to close down, get to the sideline, and Jaden just looks at him, and it legit looked like a video game when you hit the turbo button.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden just ran right past him to pick up the first down. There were a couple plays that Jaden made. That one on 3rd down. There was an earlier one on 2nd down where Jaden rolled out again to his right, looked like he wanted to run, saw there was a linebacker there spying him, then looked just past the backer and saw Debo sit down soft in the zone and just threw it to pick up the first down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Jaden's decision-making yesterday was truly, truly elite.
It was.
I thought the play calling yesterday was so good. I loved the play design that got Debo's touchdown. But, B, did you notice on Bill's touchdown run, which looked like a little bit of read option between Jaden and Bill to the right side, Bill cut it out. You had Coleman and Tunsil pulling from the left side to the right side. You had Bates come downhill and just kill a linebacker and seal him off. And then Coleman and Tunsil behind him just destroyed the DN. And Bill had the option to cut it inside the tackle or break it and go off tackle. People probably didn't notice, if you're at the stadium, you view things very differently than what the TV copy shows. They had a bunch set on the left side of that formation with Terry, Debo, and Ertz. Like, the attention that set is going to draw.
You talk about three guys that all will block, too.
Dude, and three guys that can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's three Pro Bowlers. Three all-pro level players.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that set on the left and then you're able to run it back to the right with a Pro Bowl tackle pulling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard that is to defend?
Right.
Like, the 85 Bears would have trouble with that.
Because if you look at it, and your setup is going to say lean right, and then they're going to start creeping to the right. And then OS.
But, like, your DBs, your safeties are focused on what's in that bunch.
Yeah. But you see that, you start to cheat a little bit to the right because you feel it has to be going here. And then the first step is to the right. Now you're left. You lost with a little bit. I look at his 6 or 7 yard touchdown thing Bill had. Boom, boom, bounced outside.
Yeah.
You look at that play right there. He comes inside. He's, because like I was called, what's the dude, Lombardo?
Lombardi?
Lombardo. He writes and stuff.
Okay.
So he hit me yesterday, say, he's writing a story today. And he was like, what is it that makes Bill special?
I said, Matt Lombardo, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I said, he has great vision and balance. And I said, his passion for the game is something beyond me. I said, who the hell practices all year knowing he's not going to play? And he was like, great. So, and right then that play happens where he gets the ball, he goes inside, and then all of a sudden with one hop, they call it a hop skip, he jump cut.
Yeah.
He goes, boom, and he's outside 5 yards walking into the end zone. Unbelievable vision.
I'm trying to remember who I said this to. The vision stood out right away. The patience. It's really hard, especially for young backs, to be patient
mm-hmm.
and let a hole develop, and he does that really well. But it was during camp. The jump cuts that he makes, this is in no way a comparison, but the best dude I ever saw make jump cuts ever is LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember what he could do in and out of breaks, in the hole, at the line of scrimmage, and in no way is this a comparison, but like, that's the dude that really popularized that movement, and you can see shades of that in Bill's game.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill Eckler combination, we learned a lot when C-Rod was inactive Sunday morning, right? But the Bill Eckler combination is very legitimate. We didn't see a lot of it, but there were a few plays where you had Bill and Eckler on the field at the same time. And B, I'm curious if this will resonate with you, but I've been trying to think. I think John Bates is really kind of starting to get the respect he deserves, I think. I mean, he was just killing dudes again yesterday.
Bates,
yeah.
Yeah, Bates and Menace. I like that.
What do you think about maybe comping him to a Donnie Warren and what his role was?
You know what? I was just about to say that. And it's exactly that, where now you throw him the ball. What happens is they block so well, they can be viewed as an extra offensive lineman on the field for you.
Right.
But every once in a while, you have to add them into the passing game, because what happens is people forget about them. They completely get lost on the field. And another guy who came after Donnie Warren, James Jenkins, he was very much like that. James was so good, they would have him blocking like Michael Strahan by himself. And then all of a sudden, he ended up with 6-7 touchdowns 1 year because nobody ever checked him, and he scored. But when he goes to block, he destroys people.
Downhill inside runners, it's a good compliment, just like that.
Gets it again to the edge. Kroski, there it is in. Touchdown, Washington.
Bill killed in his first NFL game. So did the defense. One down, 16 or more to go. The next one will be here very quickly, Thursday night against the Packers in Lambeau. Good morning, 21-6, a win over a division opponent in the opener is the thing that matters the most, but it was far from perfect. But so is week one typically, as are the reactions we all have to week one NFL games. They tend to be overreactions, so I'm going to try, or at least attempt, to not get overly reactive today on the show. I have a feeling there will be some overreactions, but that's fine. I love Mondays after games this time of year because it's actually something that is real that we can talk about. But it does take a while. It does, to know what your team is, what it has, what it will be. And it evolves over the course of the season. And more often than not, you know, what it looks like early is nothing like what it looks like later. With that said, it is nice to win a game that is led by the defense. Hasn't happened that way much in recent years, but let's not, you know, mince words here in terms of if nobody saw the game and you were trying to explain it, the defense by far and away was the number one reason for the win. We'll find out whether or not it is trend or aberration. We'll find out more likely than not, you know, within the next month if the Giants are just horrendous offensively. They were missing their best offensive lineman in the game, Andrew Thomas. And Russell Wilson looks shot to me. He looks like a backup quarterback at best. There is no doubt that the line of scrimmage was absolutely dominated by Washington defensively. The Giants could not run the football at all. You know, run defense, the number one mystery to me, the number one concern last year, and until we started to see it in regular season games this year, a concern heading in. Yes, they got bigger, they got stronger, they got a little bit more athletic in the offseason, but how that manifested itself wasn't going to be known until they started to play real games, and it still may not be known until they play real good offensive football teams. I think they will face one on Thursday night. Certainly they'll play a team on Thursday night that was better offensively than the team they faced yesterday. But I do think while it is just one game, and week one is always hard to measure, always hard to evaluate, always tends to fool us, I don't think we're going to get fooled by the fact that they are bigger, they are faster, and they're more athletic defensively than they were last year. And that's not just up front. That is on the back end as well. We knew they were bigger coming in. We knew that Javon Kinlaw was one large human being. Same with Wise. You know, some height, some length, Goldman, et cetera. But last year was a year in which every time the defense went out on the field, it looked not necessarily overmatched talent-wise, but it looked overmatched at times in the trenches. It did not look that way today. I'm going to get to the numbers defensively, which were incredibly impressive. Again, the Giants are the Giants. We'll find out. Russell Wilson was a mess, I thought, yesterday. I thought he was confused. I thought he looked slow. I thought he looked very, very reactive rather than proactive, and I don't think his reactions were very good. But make no mistake, this game was a mismatch up front. It was played on the other line side of the line of scrimmage. Washington's defense versus New York's offense was a total mismatch, and it's the number one reason Washington won the game. They won it physically on defense. They won it mentally. Everywhere. Did you see how many times Russ looked confused by a secondary that looked like they were in something and then switched to something and then back to something else? I thought that the defense really looked, other than the penalties and the lack of a takeaway, really looked fast, quick, urgent, physical, better tackling than we saw on the back end at any point last year. Again, I'll harp on this, but the nature of opening day tends to be less than predictive about what you're going to see moving forward. And it is just one game, but man, it was an impressive debut, and you couldn't have, you know, scripted it any better defensively if you had tried. And imagine that they weren't good defensively against that offense. The fewest points they've allowed in a game since the season finale in 2023, that was the very misleading, if you recall, season finale against the Cowboys, in which Sam Howell, according to everybody that watched the game, including the head coach at the time, Ron Rivera, played as if he was Joe Montana. Again, I'm going to get to the numbers, players from the game yesterday. The other part of the story, you know, after the defense being dominant, was just how sloppy the team was, you know, across the board in a lot of spots. You know, week one tends to have that, but we didn't see that in the Philly-Dallas opener on Thursday night. Both teams were pretty sharp. There were a couple of games yesterday, including afternoon games, and then last night's game of the year, maybe, in the first Sunday night game. What a football game that was between Buffalo and Baltimore. If you didn't stay up to watch it, when we go around the NFL a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to take some time on that one because that was epic, and maybe the first of two matchups this year between the Bills and the Ravens. But week one tends to, more often than not, be marked by sloppy play, penalties, drop balls, bad tackling, you know, disorganized in spots with respect to timeouts. And Washington checked the box on all of the week one expected, you know, sloppiness numbers. I mean, they were penalized a lot. They dropped a lot of passes. They used up their timeouts. They had an end of first half miscue that against a much better opponent would have really cost them. And I'm going to get to all of the details on all of that. But to me, yesterday was a dominant defensive performance, albeit against an offense that we don't think will be very good, and a quarterback that really does look done, in my opinion. I'm expecting Jackson Dart to be in that line much sooner than even most thought before yesterday's opener. But the defense did its part, and it was nice to see it. And I think overall, regardless of the opponent, it just looks different. It looks different physically. It looks different from a speed standpoint. It looks different from a height standpoint. They got some tall dudes up front. Wise has some height and length. You see that. And then the other part of the game was, you know, it was not a masterpiece by far. It was not what we came to expect in terms of being unstoppable on offense, although at times it was pretty good offensively. It's 1-0. It is a sweep last year against the Giants into a first win over the Giants. I looked this up during the game. Do you know that's the first time in 26 years Washington's won a third consecutive game against its division rival New York Giants? That's pretty pathetic. It sort of, you know, indicates what they were for a quarter century plus. But you got to go back to the 98-99 seasons back-to-back where they ran off three in a row, and they actually made it four in a row early in the 2000 season. Nothing other than a two-game winning streak against the Giants since then. Yesterday was their third straight win over the Giants. Really interesting and I think very optimistic debuts for the rookie running back, Bill Kroski-Merritt, for Deebo Samuel. And as far as Jaden goes, I'll break down his performance, but Jaden was Jaden. You know, not perfect yesterday, but the impact he has on a game is profound. That is for sure. All right, 1-0. Philly's 1-0. Dallas and the Giants are 0-1. The NFC had a pretty good day yesterday on opening day in terms of their matchups with the AFC. And some of the better teams, or the expected better teams, looked the part, including Washington's next opponent, where on Thursday night, the early point spread has risen since yesterday. The Packers are now a 3.5-point favorite at Lambeau. 8:15 kickoff Thursday night on Amazon Prime. This is a very good early test, and it could be the first of more than one this year against the Packers. There's a long way to go, but Green Bay, again, week one, but they've got talent, that is for sure, and they have talent on both sides of the ball. Defensively, with the addition of Micah Parsons, they have a chance to be very good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tighten up here in the red area. They knew they were going to move the ball to Giants defense. They got limit points down here.
Daniels over the middle. Caught! Touchdown, Zach Ertz!
Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady on the call on Fox yesterday. The Commanders are 1-0. They made it look easy. A 15-point win with a brilliant defensive outing. 6 points allowed to the New York Giants at home as they open their year with a win. Now, short week and on to the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field on Thursday night. I get the sense there's a lot of Commanders fans going to that game. Just being out in the parking lot and walking into the stadium yesterday.
You got that vibe?
I talked to a bunch of people that are making that trip. It's awesome. I mean, it is the best trip you can make. It's a little bummer we can't go, but without getting into too many of the details, travel's really hard for a night game to be able to be where we need to be from 2 to 6:30, get in, get out.
Right.
So I get it. But that is my favorite place to go watch a game that I've ever been to. It's just there's something romantic and amazing about it. It's the Wrigley Field, the Fenway Park of football, and then the people are just so nice.
Yeah, it is my bucket list sports venue. It's the only place that I haven't been to that I go, I got to go.
Yeah.
Right? I've the other things that I haven't been to yet, I'm kind of like, I don't really care if I do it or not. But I've been to all the baseball meccas pretty much. That is kind of my football Graceland. That's the spot I want to go.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? We are sponsored by people who can help with that. The law firm, Kondorian Murat.
As the exclusive sponsor of our show, that law firm, Kondorian Murat, can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
What was the biggest story yesterday? You look back at four quarters of winning football, a 15-point victory, 6 points allowed, the offense putting up the 21, kind of the mixed bag from a passing game standpoint, but Daniels picking up where he left off as just this unbelievably dynamic dual threat. You heard the touchdown pass there, which was thrown beautifully. That goes right back to the end of last season. It's that Texas or arrow route, whatever they're going
to
call it.
But against Atlanta to win the game.
Yeah, Ertz just goes and breaks across the face of a defender is flat-footed, it comes back the other direction, and he's behind him, and Daniels puts a ball on the money. By the way, stone-cold killer Cliff Kingsbury, and Jaden Daniels for that matter, just lethal here. You get an injury on the play before. The defender leaves the field. The linebacker that comes on to help out, on Zach Ertz, we're picking on you.
I'm going to go after you.
I always wonder why that doesn't happen more often, but Washington has made a habit of taking advantage of anyone who trots out there going, well, I guess I'll play for a few snaps. So
where do I line up?
Where do I go? Immediately attack that guy.
Yeah, like, oh, clap my hands. Shoot, I should have done something different. Nothing you can do. That's the big body right there with a little bit of space. So you got no choice. Once he gets inside of you, talking about Zach Ertz, goes to the inside, it's over. Good night. Right? Because you either have to wait for him to go past you, you try to tackle him and go through him, it's pass interference, or he probably still catches it. You are screwed once that happens. Once they get that set and get that look, that's a touchdown.
Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. Looking at our table over there, looks like there is some pepperoni pizza still to be consumed. Those little cheesy bread things that they have?
Yeah.
Those are egregiously good. Unacceptably, irresponsibly good.
That's pretty much the best thing you can eat. So what pizza really is at its core is meat, bread, cheese, and sauce. This is bread, cheese, and sauce. Mm. See what I'm saying? And it's the cheese is melted, and it's here to make you happy. It's what I imagine an angel would eat, but it's like, I'm a little bit hungry, but not starving. What do I want? Can we have some of the pupitella cheesy? No, the cheesy bread. No, the cheese. Yeah, the cheesy bread. Thank you.
It's Leesburg's location. So if you're coming out to see us at Pupitella today, come on out to Leesburg and kick it with us. All right, Danny, let's get to the phones on this. 800-636-1067. What is the number one story from yesterday's win?
Defensive line to me. That was the offseason focus on that side of the football. The way that they said we're going to be a better team to clean up all that ails us. We're not going to let – I mean, again, even when they beat the Giants, look at that second Giants game. They were the better team, but the Giants, I think Daniel Jones had over 100 yards. Tyrone Tracy ran wild. I mean, they were unstoppable on the ground. And Washington said, that is not going to happen to us anymore. And it sure as bleep didn't. 30 carries for running backs. Wilson's yards came via scramble. He made a couple good plays, tip of the cap to him. But that's what this game was about for me, was the defensive line bullying an inferior opponent. They couldn't have done that last year.
So I'll double down on that and just add that they did not have to bring Frankie Louvu down to the line of scrimmage to get pressure. They did not have to blitz Bobby Wagner on the interior. They didn't have to send defensive backs. They did occasionally, because why not? Mm-hmm. Quan Martin hit Russell Wilson in the mouth on a blitz from the interior on the deep throw and the adjustment made downfield by Malik Nabers. But on 42-plus percent of snaps, Washington got pressure on Russell Wilson, 19 of his 45 dropbacks in this game. And yet they only sent five, a dog, or six, a blitz, or more, on sub 30% of snaps. So they were able to generate that pressure with their front four. That, to me, is the whole story. By the way, when you go back and you watch from like an aerial view, they were running all kinds of games up front. It was like Joe Witt was just in his bag and going, all right, let's loop around. Let's do the oop-de-oop. Let's do this tackle end thing.
They get a game of bingo going with
exactly.
The other coaches. Yeah,
they were. I don't know if it was all called, if it's him, if it's those guys out there setting themselves up because they see the guard doing something. They go, hey, I'm going in, you go out, whatever. If that's something that's just done as the game goes on the field. But it was almost never the case that they just lined up and went straight forward four across the front. But they were entertaining to watch. The other one, just to do something a little different since you went with the defensive front. How about the secondary looked a lot better? The expectation created by a strong camp carried over. But the caveat we kept saying, and we as the collective in town, yeah, but they're playing this receiver core. They're probably not as improved as we think at corner. They're probably not in a place where they're going to run nearly as much man as we think. Well, they looked way better, I thought, in coverage. They were buttoned up. They communicated, something that's I've heard praises sung of Will Harris in that regard at safety, who had a forced fumble yesterday in his first game with the team. We haven't talked about him. But Trey Amos wasn't tested much. He had a great rep down the field against one of the best receivers in football with the PBU. Lattimore looked way better.
Yes, he did.
I mean, you could be annoyed by three penalties if you want to. I mean, a couple of those were little five-yard ticky-tack things. But by and large, I thought that's a number one corner kind of performance, honestly. When Nabers has five catches, a couple of which are just on prayer balls down the field when you're losing by a bunch and you could take those chances.
Yeah, won a gimmick play close to the line of scrimmage.
I'll sign that up every time.
12 targets, and you held a guy that you simply could not stop last year. That's not hyperbolic. They could not stop him. He was open. He caught whatever he wanted. They got every look that they could possibly get, and he was comfortable.
Michael Davis ain't covering him anymore.
There's no Benjamin St. Juice coming through that door. Right?
Emmanuel Forbes is in L.A., people. He's not here anymore. I heard he had such a good camp that he was like a fringe starter for them. I need to look up and see his – Toby, can you work on that for me? Emmanuel Forbes snap count for the Rams. I don't even know why I'm curious, but I'm curious.
I'm weirdly curious, too. And I was watching the – God, what was it? It was on Red Zone, I think. It jumped up. There was a play. And Benjamin St. Juice. And I went, okay, I'm fine. I got so scared.
Opener with the Chargers?
Is that what it was? It was the Chargers?
He played against the Chiefs.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was like at some point I heard the name. There was a ball. And, of course, it was complete for like a lot of yardage. And it was like, St. Juice on the tackle. And I kind of threw up a little bit. And I got really, really nervous and scared. And I was like, check all the closets. Where's my baseball bat? You know? But it was fine. He can't hurt me anymore.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.